We'll go ahead and get started. Lenore is our host for tonight, the gracious and willowy Lenore. And our program tonight, we have a wonderful heart stream, which I listened to it again just before I had my supper here a few minutes ago. I listened to the audio of it again, and it's very profound, very personal. Okay, Mr. Field's going to mute everybody now. When it's your turn to speak, you press *6 to get on, okay? All right. Okay, our heart stream tonight was originally given April 16th of this year, and it's from the Archangels and Archei, the seven of the rainbow rays. So there's 14 masters in all, seven rainbow rays, and anyway, without further ado, I will let our beloved Lenore begin the program. Take it away, Lenore.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for being here. This is going to be a wonderful time with the Archangels and Archei. At the end of our class, though, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. You could ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you've had, or give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. So I'll read our mission and vision statement now. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. And this is the mission of the Heart Center. It is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now let us please give together the prayer that was in your invitation, if you have that handy. Together. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to the beloved Archangels and Archei, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now we will sing together Psalm 154, Zadkiel, Archangel Dear. You should have received this song by snail mail or email. So as we sing, visualize golden light and violet light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in this golden light and violet light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. 154, Zadkiel, Archangel Dear.
Zadkiel, Archangel Dear, now let your strength be found. Raise your great light, grace now be. To our souls now be found. Yourself, and you in God's I Am name, all is left and perfected with your blessing, right to extend now on earth we will stand. That deal our kings of God, Lord of the seventh day, grace every soul with God's love, in heaven light today. And let this dark day, we've got a
Okay, the song is over. Thank you, Lenore. Any other comments before we, I know what. Now, very first, before we start the heart stream, Donna is going to tell us who are the seven archangels and the archei and what is their function. Go ahead, Donna. Donna, I'm not hearing you. You got to press star 6.
Forgot. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry
all right.
About that.
Go,
well,
okay. Okay.
All right. Michael and Faith are the heads of the angels. Michael and Faith. Michael Vure, will of God, commander of the angels, throat chakra is their chakra, power center, and they, of course, because of the throat chakra, they help you with your power, and lake, their retreat is in Lake Banff, Canada, and of course, they help you with the will of God. Second is Joviel and Christine. And they are for illumination. The color is yellow. Spiritual education. Great Wall of North Central China is their retreat. And you can pray to them to access the Christ Buddha mind. Third, Samuel and Charity. Ray is pink. Ray of heart. Deep ruby red to pink. It goes from deep ruby red to pink. And they are unconditional love and miraculous healing. You can call for miraculous healing and love and to increase the love ray. And their retreat is in St. Louis, Missouri. Gabriel and Hope of the White Ray, which of course is all of the colors together. All of the colors that we have together balance all the rays, and they are of purity of thought and feeling and wholeness of being. And their retreat is Sacramento to Mount Shasta, California. And the fifth ray is Raphael and Mother Mary for healing and abundance. And their color is emerald green, which, of course, is blue and yellow together. And you can call for abundance and for help for your family and also for healing. And their retreat is Fatima, Portugal. And the sixth ray is Uriel and Aurora. And theirs is all about service, ministering angels. And they can take you to their retreat for ministration. Their color is purple and gold and a touch of ruby, and their retreat is Krakow, Poland. And the seventh is Zachiel and Holy Amethyst of the Violet Ray, which is pink and blue together. But, of course, there are very many different values of violet, and their aspect is of the Holy Spirit and their ability to forgive, and they are administering love and the will of God, and help you with meditation, and they have many, many shades of violet, and their retreat is Cuba. That's it. Thank you.
Wonderful. That was a lot. Thank you. That was a very thorough coverage, Donna. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's important to sit down and take a look at the seven archangels. Decree number 9.007, page 2 in the Heart Center Decree Book, has a chart with the list by the day of the week and by the color of the ray and all that. And that's a good one to look at and memorize if you are able to do so. And just remember, like today, Thursday, is the sixth ray. And that is the ray of peace, which is much needed in our personal lives and in the earth. So we invoke the flame of peace over our proceedings tonight and let everything go peacefully, beautifully. Well, I'm going to go ahead and begin the heart stream now from the seven archangels and archei. And the title of this message was Begin Your Day with the Archangels and Archei. So let's hear what they have to say.
In the enveloping divine light of God justice, of God reality, of God vision and God victory, we, the archangels and archei, come to impress light now into Puerto Rico, into the entire Caribbean zone. And we circumscribe all the islands therein in this diamond light of the impeccable will, wisdom, and love of God in balance. And through an action of sacred fire, there is delivered into the earth, deep within the earth, ampules of this light for the safeguarding of life. And this investment is for the awakening of the people, for the enriched with divine joy, harmony, resonance, and peace, and for a new day to dawn within the hearts, minds, and wills of all who choose to associate with God, who choose to invest a greater portion of their energies toward the holy purposes of God. When you begin your day with the archangels and archei, you win, blessed ones. For the winds of the Holy Spirit fill your sails with light. When you begin your day in prayer and meditation, the Holy Spirit uplifts you, supports you, moves you higher in your journey unto the source of all God good, all love, all wisdom, all faith.
And now Nancy is going to answer the question, in what ways do the archangels suggest we begin our day with them? And then she's going to tell us, how do you begin your day in prayer? And you can think about that as well. Go ahead, Nancy. Press star 6, Nancy, to unmute yourself.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thanks for
for giving me the opportunity. I was thinking about what I do in the mornings, and I think it's a great idea before you even get out of bed in the morning when you're first waking up to connect with God. I remember the other morning, I woke up and I was thinking, and I'm like, good morning, God. I said out loud, good morning, God. And I was thinking, boy, you know, it's just really great. God's always with us. The angels and masters are always with us. And so to make a conscious effort to connect with them, either silently in your heart, to connect with your higher self, to ask God to direct your ways that day, if there's anything weighing on your heart, to say a prayer for yourself, to help give you, you know, asking the angels, asking God, your higher self, to give you direction, to help you see through whatever issue you may be challenged with. But I love that the angels say that the Holy Spirit will uplift you. So when you begin your day with prayer and meditation, maybe now you're out of bed, you have a ritual of certain prayers. I enjoy joining the broadcast any morning I'm able to, putting it on even if I'm getting ready for work, having it with me as I'm moving about my morning, singing along, praying along. So the angels tell us here in this heart stream that when we begin our day this way, the Holy Spirit will uplift us and support us and move us higher. When we care for what God's will is for us, then we're connecting with God and we're connecting our day and our journey through the day with God. We're co-creators to get the highest outcome to manifest. And so important to do it with joy and with harmony and to connect with everyone that we meet as the divine. And I just came back from the conference in Mount Shasta, and a pervading theme that all the masters talked about, and every single one of the heart streams were so powerful, but there was a real emphasis on seeing the divine in everyone. So, you know, this is a prayer to see and be the divine, be the best version of yourself, your God self, while you see the divine in everyone else. And this is really the most important thing that we're being told that we need to do, is to come up higher and be our divine self, be all that God created us to be. And we can pray for that as we wake up in the morning. So thank you for allowing me to share those ideas.
Thank you, Nancy. They gave us a little mantra, too. I claim the eyes to see my own divinity. I love it. It's simple. It's right on target. And you can say that all day long. And the more we do things like that, the more they come into physical reality. So let's move on now with the heart stream.
When you begin your day in earnest, caring for what God's will is within your life, every moment of it, we are there supporting you, directing you, sometimes chastening you to move into higher fields of activity. And we are there investing God's energies within your lives, within what you co-create, for the highest outcome to manifest, both for you personally and collectively, for your communities, for your nation, your people, and for God's holy will to encompass all in this joyful and radiant and harmonic light of the eternal presence. Truly the winds of the Holy Spirit will be at your back, your sides, moving you forward, ever forward and upward on your path. When you consecrate your day, even with a few moments of holy prayer, of silence in your presence, of acceding to what God would do through you, and enjoying then that victorious energy of the presence surrounding you, within you, blessing and encouraging you to be your best, your brightest, your most beloved toward all life. You have self-discovered many of the eternal truths of the wisdom teachings of the ascended hosts in your studies throughout this life and many previous lifetimes. And as you have discerned with the Holy Spirit's eternal wisdom, the message within the words, the vibration within, the holy frequencies embedded within these sacred scriptures, you have become more enlightened, more unified within the divine field of grace that God bestows unto his, her children everywhere. And through this collaboration with heaven, you have truly moved into a new world awareness, where now you see more clearly, now you feel more compassionately, now you sense with your higher senses what is truly real, what is divine in origin, and what will continue to illumine your lives and inspire your actions each day, each week, each month, each year of your lives. Yet at times, blessed ones, even the brightest of our students, shrink back a little bit into habit patterns and matrices of limitation that do not serve the higher trajectory of their soul's ascent. And so we come this day to invigorate you in this empowering energy, to coalesce within your auras a new cosmic resonance toward what is great, what is of the highest frequency that you can access if you stretch a little bit more to utilize the wings of your higher self, to fly with us, to investigate new regions of light, new areas of cosmic activity, that when you enter into them, will truly make the difference of you being a simple disciple versus an arhat with great God power flowing through you, great mindfulness, serving humanity through the wisdom teachings that you can access and present to the world. Truly, dearest ones, it takes an intrepid will yoked with a determined attitude to move forward into the higher domains of spirit, reaching ascended master realms, communing with angels and divine beings, and then feeling those frequencies moving through you as you serve industriously in your lives committed to God's will, wisdom, and love.
And now I will answer the question, what does it take to move forward into the higher domains of spirit and to become truly an adept? Like any human activity, a lot of it is in practice, and we learn by doing. Every artist started out as a neophyte. So we have to practice, flex our spiritual muscles, exercise them so we get stronger and more skilled in our perception, and then pray for discernment. That's the greatest of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul said that we should pray for the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. We should pray most of all for discernment, so we can tell the difference between positive and negative energy in everything. And thusly, we can move forward. We can move higher. The word intrepid that he uses in this heart stream literally means fearless. So we call upon beloved Archangel Michael, the captain of the Lord's hosts, to give us his courage so we can be fearless. We call on the fearlessness flame to surround us. It's an intense white flame tinged with green. You can visualize that in your mind's eye surrounding you whenever you're doing prayer work or thinking about any topic whatsoever. If you have any trepidations or feelings of timidity or concern or outright fear, be sure and call upon Rayo Light and the fearlessness flame to deliver you from that so you can move forward and go onward and upward. Let's continue now with the heart stream.
We attempt to inspire you during each heart stream, which is an investment from heaven by dispensation and grace in your lives to bring you these holy pearls of great wisdom, these eternal truths which nurture your soul and inspire your minds and hearts. Yet what of the latest heart stream have you memorized and become fully? What of these wisdom teachings have you circumscribed within your entire being, memorizing the keys, determined to live them to the max toward your full illumination, your enlightenment, your complete God self-realization? When you become the teaching, we appear unto your higher self and even unto your higher vision center to invite you into these inner chambers of holy wisdom and divine compassion, where the Holy Spirit will grace your life with a richness and a newness of these amazing energies. But then, dearest one, this will be all that you seek, and all the outer accoutrements of a life lived in matter will disappear gradually. You will live for God, in God, as a godly one. You have imagined this at times when you felt the holiness of God's presence welling up within you and encouraging you to go higher and to fly in those mindful states of beingness in the presence. Yet then, the weight of the world comes upon you, the cares of the day sully your soul a little bit here and there, and then you shrink back into those patterns which do not serve your highest selfhood, blessed hearts. So what is that which we can share which will give you that edge, give you that extra desire to be of highest service to the Divine One? It is this wind of the Holy Spirit that will wind you up compressing that coil so that then when the time is right, for you to charge forth with this energy of God consciousness and solar awareness, you will be ready. You will say unto the Holy Spirit, use me as your instrument, O God. Compress your love, your divine energy of love, into my heart. Let it expand and magnify. Let it be broadcast to the world. Allow me to live in this eternal presence with greater joy. At times, even the complexities of that Buddhic awareness that will keep me tethered to the mystery teachings of East and West, that I desire to fully become and then utilize in this sacred service to life.
And now, our beloved Lenore will answer, why is it important to call to the Archangels and Archaea by name to help us soar spiritually? Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay, well, the Archangels and all angels and masters actually serve on a particular ray, and they embody the essence of God that is focused through that ray. And as Donna has explained, you know, the colors of each ray and which Archangel serves on that. So it behooves us to zero in on, if we require something, to go to that particular Archangel and Archai that embody the essence of that frequency that you are praying for. So if you know, are feeling like you really require more wisdom in a certain situation or in general, you know, you call to Archangel Jophiel and Pristine. And if you are feeling a requirement for greater peace, you focus on and call to Archangels Uriel and Aurora. So doing this, getting familiar with this, with all the Archangels and their rays that they serve on, and making a habit of looking to them and calling to them for your particular requirements, you establish a relationship, a friendship with them. And it becomes stronger, of course, as time goes on. And it is something that does, you know, raise you higher and helps you to soar higher in on your spiritual path. All your requirements are met. The angels desire to help us unendingly at all times. They're always available to help us. And when we call them by name, it's like calling a friend. That's how I see it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lenore. Now we're going to continue on with the rest of the heart stream.
Oh, precious ones, it is time for you to fly. It is time for you to rise up higher into the holy domains of light and to be engulfed again and again in these winds and waves of spiritual fire and the eternal presence of the great masters whom you revere, who have gone before you to show you the way, to inspire you to a new and glorious beingness in God. Take their cues, hold their hands, walk swiftly with them, and ascend unto the brighter domains of light. And if you are daring, if you are prepared for what will come, your consciousness led to oneness, we will be there to shield you when the denizens of darkness assail your souls with their wailing and their cries for you to recede back to your human state of limitation. We must break through, dearest ones, like Jonathan Livingston Seagull, to a new life, bright, glorious, magnificent, beyond the veil of human reasoning and the flesh pots of mammon. Expect the unexpected each day as you pray to the Holy Spirit to grace your lives with greater resonance and glory. Look upon others with great divine love and feel the harmony, the peace, the brother sisterhood of that unity field that binds you all together as one being within God's universal presence. Know the equanimity of the simplicity of simply living for the one within that one light of the eternal presence. This will allow you to soar. This will push you forward, dearest ones, into those higher heights of God consciousness that you truly desire within your souls to know and experience. Yes, we, the archangels and archei, are always available at your call, at your invitation to simply be with you, to succor your souls when you are amenable to our intimations, our divine suggestions. Then you succeed, you are victorious, and you take advantage of those winds that we send your way to move you into the intrepid nature of your victorious selfhood, moving ever toward the sun presence of eternality and holy joy. Yes, we come for Puerto Rico, that we come for you, each one, to bring you to the rich port of oneness with the sun and the seas of heaven. As we bespeak of God's graces, so they alight now within your domain. Feel them, imbibe them, assimilate them, and then choose each day to circumscribe something of that divine consciousness in your work. Applaud the Spirit's graces as you are utilized as a vessel of love, and bring forth creative endeavors as the energies press through the fabric of your being to allow you to live fully, to glorify God, magnify the Lord in every thought, feeling, word, and action. Yes, precious ones, assimilate God within your breath, within your heartbeat, within your vision, within your feeling body. Let each day's assimilation of spirit be rich and full, flavorful and effervescent. May you know through this intimate communion with the Holy One, your Creator, the fullness of who you are as a true son or daughter, subsumed into that oneness state, blessed eternally by the angelic graces of your God, your love. So it is now. So it shall always be, if you choose the light of love. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, and thank you to the seven archangels and archai for this wonderful, wonderful message, which bears repeating. You can go on the Heart Center website and go to the Heartstream Library and look it up and listen to it again if you care to do so, because there's so much good stuff in there to think about. Help us practice. And now at this time, we're going to have our own beloved Maria Ramirez from Florida to share a spiritual experience from her childhood, because she was born in Puerto Rico, which the masters were talking about in this message. So if you want to press *6, Maria, and come forward with your message now.
Well, here I am. Thank you. I mean, I listened to this dictation again, or this house stream, and it just brought me back to a lot of things that I wanted to say about my spirituality. A little bit of, you know, personal information about, you know, I was born in December 31st, 1936, in Puerto Rico, in the city of Ponce, the island of Puerto Rico. And all my life, you know, I felt kind of like I was special in some way. I was mostly a loner. I didn't have very many friends except the people in my family. But I while everybody in Puerto Rico took a nap every day from 12 o'clock to 2, not me. I was wide awake. I roamed the streets. I went up to the mountains. I climbed up a tree to look at the sea, and I was in a world of my own. Then I was still at a very young age. I was a tiny little girl walking in the street, you know, exploring, going to the hills, climbing trees, just to look. I was nature girl, you know, and climb up trees, see the blue sea, the blue sky, and it was a wonderful feeling. They gave me the name Maria Angelica Ramirez, well, Leon, when I was born. So is Maria, my father used to call me Maria de los Angeles, which means Maria of the Angels. And so I always felt protected, even though I couldn't put a finger on it because I was too young. But I was fearless. I was not afraid to go anywhere and do things, you know, that this is where the way I was, and I still am, because when I was a child in Puerto Rico, my brother used to be a Baptist, and some friends of my mother's in our block were Pentecostal, so they were always after me to take me to church one or another, and I couldn't quite mingle with them. So one day I got up very early and I walked for miles, and I found myself near the riverside, and of course nobody lived there. It's not a riverside like the ones we have here, but a very quiet street, and there was a little church. It was a Catholic church. So it was my very first experience in a spirituality kind of that I was able to deal with, to understand, even though the mass was in Latin and I didn't understand a blessed thing of it. I didn't know. But I felt the spirit sense of knowing that I was into something very spiritual and different. So I was about 8 or 9, around 10 and a half to 11, I went to New York City, where we all moved to New York City. And I decided, I love that church, and I'm going to find it again. So I roamed around. Of course, I was a free child. I lived in freedom. And I guess because I was a middle of 10 children, I wasn't looked after like children are looked today. And, they, you know, people are very strict with their children, what they're doing. But I felt so protected and so free, I was able to you move about and go around and explore. So I did that, and I did find the church again, and I put myself through the CCD class, you know, and I graduated, I guess, from the Catholic, the first grade of Catholic, and did my first communion, and I lived a Catholic kind of a life, you know, where I married Catholic, all my children that were born were baptized, and they went through the same rituals, you know, that I did, baptism, communion, confirmation. And then one day I had the sense of that I wanted to know more truth, and so I found Church Universal and Triumphant. In my searches, I did a lot of searching, and then one day it came to me, and I learned a lot from that, and I feel that this heartstring that I heard again one time was really for me. I know it's for all of us because we are one, and so I feel that oneness with everyone. But I think, like you said, Barbara, that we should study this, we should hear it again, because to me, you know, I always felt protected by the angels as I walked, as I came and I went and I did this or that. The angels were always with me. And I think part of it was because my family decided that I came from the angels, so that I got that name, Maria Angelica. And my father called me Maria de Los Angeles. Anyway, I want to say that I'm moving forward and upward in my path, and that I'm always been discovering things, self-discovery, and then I became more enlightened, more awareness, illumined, and energetic. All the things that they mention in that heartstring, the angels did, and this is my part of spirituality, and of course it's much more in my life that I would have shared about, you know, my father and my mother, you know, and my sisters and brothers. I was one of ten. Of course, my mother was a very well, she had many pregnancies, if I think about 18. And I was just number four on the list. And between there and my mother had some children that were born stillbirths and stuff like that. But I always felt special. And I always made my way in life, but always in the spirit of God. Somehow, some way, you know, I feel the joy of knowing oneness with God, oneness with the Spirit, and I can be I feel so emotional because I felt this heartstring for the first time, although I heard it the day that I made a report of Puerto Rico, and but I think I was up in the air somewhere, and now I'm, you know, being here right now. In the now, I was able to get a lot out of this heartstring. So thank you for the opportunity to share this.
You are most welcome, Maria. And I'm just counting here. Gosh, in another 3 years, you'll be passing your 90th birthday. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I was talking to a friend online on Facebook earlier this summer. We were talking about our high school reunions and stuff, and she said, I didn't sign up to be this old. Did you sign up to be this old, Barbara? And I said, I don't think so. I don't remember. I didn't think I would ever get this old, and here we are. it's just
yep.
Our bodies age, our minds age, but our spirit can stay youthful and young and vibrant always, always. And thank you very much for being a wonderful example of that, Maria. We appreciate it. Well, that brings us now to
the end. You're most welcome.
The end of our lesson for today. And we appreciate you staying with us and being with us and hearing this beautiful message.